Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on this morning, joining me in the studio now is Joe Teal. He is the CEO of Innovate Marquette Smart Zone and the Executive Director of Invent at NMU. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wanted to have you in because you are involved in the news that broke just recently about regional economic development groups and entrepreneurial groups all moving into one centralized location in downtown Marquette. Tell us about what's going on with that.
The Kaufman block was what we're calling it. Since I've came back to the UP after my, I had my stint in college and I went away in industry for a number of years. And when I came back with this opportunity to take this role, I noticed something in the economic development community was, kind of dispersed, it was mishmash. And what I had seen in all the other regions around the country and around the world that I had been involved in with economic development and innovation ecosystems or entrepreneurial ecosystems or hubs, they were all within one location. And I thought, this is really strange. Like we've got these great organizations that do a lot of work.
Right.
But it's really more like this, it happens in more of a, step-by-step, end-to-end way rather than all kind of like concurrently. And in other environments, I saw it was happening concurrently because all the resources were in one space. You could communicate really freely.
Well, as you say, we have all these agencies in various locations in different places, and that's now being addressed.
Addressed, yeah. And there was some overlap, too, of resources, right? Yeah. And so this gives a great opportunity not only to create a really streamlined process for entrepreneurs, whether you're a new business or a low-tech, no-tech cottage industry service, high-tech product development, local Marquette regional, or throughout the UP, it creates a great collaboration between all those organizations.
So what's happened now is you've got these agencies moving in basically together into the Kaufman block. Now, what is that? We hear Kaufman block. I think some people have an idea what it is, but it was also known as the previous as a different location. Tell me about that.
Yeah, they used to be called the Bacon Building, I think is what it was before, and it's Flagstar Bank Building. Mm-hmm. There's two stories on the back, and there's some in the front. And it was really vacant for a long time. And what an amazing location, right?
For
vacant, people didn't even know. So we had some challenges there with the age of the building and different things. But bringing that all back to a Class A office space that's comparative to other innovation ecosystems similar to Ann Arbor Spark or Scape out in Colorado, it's a perfect location. It's an amazing building, has a lot of history. And actually now we were able to basically gut it and create a format there that follows the innovation process.
So how did you get everybody to kind of come together on this? How did you say, let's do this? Because it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to execute it and then pull it off.
It had been attempted multiple times before in different buildings around the city. Mm-hmm. And it has been efforts have been made to try to get it done. It was a lot of conversations, a lot of collaboration, and also kind of give and take. Sure. Everyone has to give and take a little bit to get into this. And we had to give up a lot of things. Some other organizations had to give up things. So it was, literally months of conversation, how it's going to work. And it was a lot of new leadership too within the organizations that also allowed for it. Like me being new, Sarah Lucas coming in being new, Accelerate UP, they were on board with it early. Marty being, more collaborative, progressive, and Alyssa with Northern Initiatives too being more progressive. So I think it was a lot of the combination of two, the need, but also the leadership change helped too.
I'm Walt Lindela, continuing in the studio with Joe Teal. He is the CEO of the Innovate Marquette Smart Zone and also Executive Director of Invent at NMU. We're talking about the Kaufman Block project that has been announced recently about economic development and entrepreneurial agencies moving together into one location. Joe, let's talk a little bit about that. You've got all these, you touched on it a moment ago about sort of you designed it in a kind of a flow. Tell me about that.
In the innovation process, you'll find some major steps that you go through. First is incubation. And we have a whole incubation zone there. And about 60 clients come into that space per year. There's a vetting process and an evaluation process to bring them in. And that really takes our napkin drawing to a true business plan. And we're partnering with everyone to do that. The next step is really the acceleration process. And acceleration really is going from that napkin drawing to scalability and growth and investment. And so those are two distinct things that happen. And the flow of the building happens that way on the first floor. And then the upper floors is where all the economic development groups are together. So any of those entrepreneurs in there that are working, if they ever need anything, any resources, they can just, zip upstairs and we can help them out. We created a unique roadmap for everybody there. Any entrepreneur coming in. So now you have this very specific roadmap that you follow from start to finish, and you stay in each one of those steps until you've completed that step and moved on. A lot of times entrepreneurs, they kind of bounce around a lot between the innovation process. So in that first phase of innovation really is that customer discovery and, you know, creating your vision, mission, you know, all those things. And then there's steps that go beyond that. Sometimes they bounce from phase to phase, and then they have to backtrack. Mm-hmm. And that backtrack takes a lot of time, and we want to eliminate that.
What is sort of the timeline? I know you got people moving in, and there's going to be some kind of open house, I understand, maybe sometime soon. It's just all coming together,
Together. We know actually the 18th was when we really were fully moved in with Invent to NMU and Innovate Marquette Smart Zone. I know that InvestUP moved in yesterday, so it's like really recent. And actually, being built for the community and the entrepreneurs of the community. In our previous space, we were bursting at the seams. We had so many clients and trying to fit them in there and do all that.
Right.
And many of the other organizations, same thing. You know, so much entrepreneur happening after the pandemic, and it's generally in history that's happened over time. You know, you have something will happen, a pandemic or something. Out of that comes a bunch of innovation. It was just we're bursting at the seams. So it gives enough space for that now and doing that effectively.
Right.
But there will be a lot of community outreach because, again, this was built for our local entrepreneurs and our local community.
Well, that is why I wanted to have you in here this morning to talk about this, to give people sort of the update on it. Is there a way to find out more information? Maybe if people want to just find out about even the entrepreneurial process and see what options are there, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you bet. Every organization has a website that you can go to and check in. We're just launching a new website for Innovate Marquette Smart Zone where you'll be able to submit ideas and get a hold of us there. And also on our Invent to NMU website, we also have the Make It Marquette, makeitmqt.com. You can go on there and connect to us there. InvestUP has a website, LSCP has a website, depending on what services you need.
Sure.
And eventually we are working on a collaborative branding for it all. And it'll be very accessible to everyone. And when that gets released, that's when a lot of that communication will go out and people will have the ability to come in and we'll be able to help them out.
Pleasure having you in this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Joe Thiel, he was the CEO of Innovate Marquette, the Smart Zone, as well as Executive Director of Invent at NMU, talking about the latest developments with the Kaufman Block Project in downtown Marquette. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.